so far this season. It's Fall City at Boys Town. Kickoff at 6 o'clock tonight. That's coming up on KTNC. I'll be back and visit with Coach Nizzi of the Boys Town Cowboys after this two-minute timeout.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Now time to visit with the coaches, and we'll start tonight with Boys Town Coach Chris Nizzi. Coach, squad, we saw it way back, and it seems like way back in week one now. It wasn't that long ago.
But it seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. But your squad, like Fall City, got on the winning track last week, picked up that first win of the year, so I'm sure things are feeling a little better this week at Boys Town.
Yes, they do. As you know, kids then get a little more confident, a little more trusting, and a little more energy, and that's always helpful.
When we saw your team against Auburn, there was a lot of running, a lot of short passes. Now we're here to week four. We're a month into the season. Have you developed anything much different, or are we going to see a lot of the same tonight?
Well, we haven't developed anything much different. We are really working on being more consistent. If you were at the Auburn game, you saw that we were our own worst enemy there. Although Auburn's very good, we helped them out a lot. And, you know, that's part of the goal of trying to be successful is being consistent in what you're doing. So that's been the emphasis, not so much doing anything new, but be consistent with what we are doing.
That night, we had a couple of running backs. You had a young man there at the tailback spot that did some good things, had a big run. And then later in the game, I saw the fullback running a lot more. Looks like different things. Maybe is that still the attack, those two young men?
Yes, it is. And they've done a great job for us. They have been unselfish and learning how to be less selfish and learning how to share the load there. And that's a great advantage for us because then they're very important for our defense also. We can alternate series to help keep them fresh on defense.
Question you about the Fall City Tigers and your thoughts on the Tigers, because I've only seen them play one time this year, but I know they started off as a very young football team. They're only a couple weeks older, and they were banged up early, but they're improving as they go here, from what I'm told by Coach Bangert.
Absolutely, they're improving. We see that on video. I didn't get the grades of all the players, but I really like their linebackers. I think their whole team is playing with more confidence as the year goes on because it seems like they have a better understanding of exactly what they're trying to do, and then they do it well. So, you know, they don't do a whole lot of things, but what they do very well.
Coach, a lot of the coaches I visit with during the season when they have a homecoming game, some just despise it, some take it in, some see it as a necessary evil. What are your thoughts?
All of those.
There you go.
you know, it's good for building community in the school. It's good for building community within towns and counties, and certainly here at Boys Town, it's a good experience for our kids. We do have to do a lot of teaching to avoiding the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get all caught up in all the stuff that's going on during the week at school and forget to be a good student, a good person in the community. And all know that homecoming always seems to go a lot better when you play well on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Coach, it seems like for a number of years we would see Boys Town once in a while in the playoffs because now Fall City and Auburn, both teams we cover on a regular basis, they both got you on the schedule. Coaching at Boys Town has to be a bit of a unique experience for a head coach. I'm thinking, talk to us a little bit about that.
A bit of a unique experience is an understatement. It's a very unique experience. We are privileged to have kids, young people that are here for a reason, their own safety, their own trying to change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And what a great privilege that is. We don't get kids for a long time. So if we have kids for a couple seasons, that's outstanding. Every once in a while we get kids for three or four seasons, and that's really makes it easier for us, and hopefully they can be examples for other people on campus. So people often ask, how's your football program looking? And I say, we don't have a football program. We have a football year, a football experience,
mm-hmm.
in which we try to accelerate all that learning.
Well, we were up there a few weeks ago. We were sitting right in front of the press box in the stands, kind of among your Boys Town crowd. And I mean, it's everybody's there. It's the place
yeah.
to be, and it's kind of a fun atmosphere with all the kids being around.
Yeah, it's a great small town atmosphere here within Omaha. I hope you got here early enough to stop by the tailgate and get something to eat. Also, we feed everybody at the tailgate, and that's what we want. You're right. It's a great atmosphere. And a great sense of community that people that care about you, that sometimes our kids haven't experienced before, and they get the opportunity to experience that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Coach, with that, we'll let you go. Thanks a lot for the visit. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll catch up with you before the game.
Thanks, John. We'll see you there.
We'll be back and visit with Fall City Coach Jack Baynard after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
It's time now to visit with Tiger coach Jack Baynard. Our pregame show tonight as the Tigers get ready to take on the Boys Town Cowboys. Coach, the Tigers last week got that first win of the season. So did Boys Town. They picked up their first win of the year. So both teams come into a ball game tonight feeling better about their programs, I'm sure, at this point.
Yeah, I think we're really happy with the progress we're making. I think week to week, especially with new schemes, you're really trying to improve. We're seeing improvement. We're going in the right direction. I think kids are starting to understand the schemes on both sides of the ball and in special teams. And they're playing hard. That's the main thing. I mean, we're really seeing some seniors step up and lead. I thought Jackson Strauss last week showed what he could do. I think he's finally starting to feel comfortable, especially on the defensive side of the football. We're encouraged. And again, it's just a week-to-week thing of getting better and getting better each week.
The Boys Town Cowboys 1-2. They finally get their win last week as they beat Logan Beamer, West Point Beamer squad. Too many names and too many teams combined anymore for me. But they are a big team, and they're, as you said, a fast team.
Yeah, they're physical. They don't have a lot of football experience, I don't think, just watching.
Mm-hmm.
But they're incredible athletes. They have two D tackles that are really physical. That could really cause us problems inside, so we're trying to scheme around that and get some help for our offensive linemen and our backs to get around that problem. And then defensively, I think if we're disciplined and we do the things we're supposed to do and we're gap sound, I think we can definitely play with these guys and get them. But we're going to have to be really good, and we're going to have to continue to improve week to week and fix the errors that we had last week, and I'm confident we can do that and get in there and compete with these guys.
Mm-hmm. When I saw Boys Town earlier this year, it surprised me a little bit. They, with that speed, especially on the outside, they didn't take shots down the field. Is that something Fairbury did that to you? You said you had some big passes last week, but this is not a team, at least so far, that has really taken shots down the field.
Yeah, I mean, if I was scouting Fall City, that's what I would do. They know that we're going to be aggressive. I mean, we're designed. The reason we play cover one is so we can stop the run. You know, that just puts more guys in the box. We feel like the first 2 weeks we played two pretty pass happy teams that like throwing it. Last week, you know, we gave up a couple. One was just an amazing catch by the kid from Concordia, one hander. I mean, it was not much you could do. The coverage was good. I think all their big plays, the coverage was good. But, you know, in the end, we only gave up 120 yards, and I think we were negative 53 in rushing, something like that. Stephen Fields alone had six sacks. So we felt really good about our defensive performance last week. I think it was solid. We didn't give up a touchdown. The only touchdown we gave up was on a pick six. And basically, you know, Blakely threw it up, and then the wind blew out of the north at about the same time. It was just dumb luck, and it got caught in the wind, and they picked it and took it back. So we felt pretty good about our performance last week. I think this week, though, is definitely going to be another challenge, and we think that, you know, if we're gap sound and we do the things that we're supposed to do and don't let them slip out with their speed, we should be okay. But they're definitely going to take some shots on us, and the nice thing is we're used to it, and our kids, you know, are really learning how to play that cover one, so I feel good about it.
So we've reached the middle portion of the schedule here now with game number four, and I see that possibly there's a couple of Tigers, maybe more than that, a couple, a little bit banged up for this game.
Yeah, so as of right now, I don't anticipate John Craig playing, which means we're probably starting a freshman on the offensive line, and we're moving our tackle probably inside, Kemper Foster, and probably going to start Brock Niefeldt. And I'll tell you what, I give props to Brock. Brock came to everything in the winter. He knows probably as much as any offensive lineman about what we're trying to do. But anytime you put a freshman in there against a team like Boys Town, who's incredibly athletic, it's going to be a challenge. But I have confidence in him. And if nothing else, it's going to be a great learning experience for him. And he's got a great attitude. You know, we got a freshman quarterback who's got a great attitude. The kids are playing hard. I'm not worried about it. I think they're competitors. And I've really seen our seniors step up. You know, like I said earlier in our pregame show, you know, Kellen McAfee has come off the field maybe four times this season. And he goes as hard at the end of the game as he does at the beginning. I mean, he's leading that group. He's communicating, talking. Stephen Fields, those guys can barely walk after the game. And I told him last winter, you guys will never come off the field because we don't have anybody for you. And they've embraced it. I mean, as a coach, you can't ask for a better bunch of guys. Jackson Strauss, John Craig, you know, those are my four seniors, and they are a great example for these younger guys. And I, you know, like I said, you couldn't ask for a better group. There's not many of them, but they're tough.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ballgame tonight.
All right. Well, thank you, John. Take care.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years' experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And good evening, everybody, from the corral at Boys Town in Omaha. It is time for Tiger football tonight on KTNC. The Fall City Tigers 1-2. The Boys Town Cowboys also 1-2. Both teams coming off their first win of the season last week. I'm John Nixon and Tom Bartek here tonight, and we're going to do a little different. I'm going to call the south end zone, or the south end of the field, and I'm going to call the north end of the field.
Tom, it's kind of got a small window.
Got a small window, but when I left Falls City, it had just quit raining, and it was 74, 75. Well, here at Boys Town, it's, I think,
82. That sun is right in our face.
Yeah. The sun will be a little difficult for us to start, but that's okay. It's not too bad. Players won't have to mess with it a whole lot with the north-south field. But Tigers come in here, and I want to express my thanks to Athletic Director Don Hogue, the Booster Club, the administration, whoever had anything to do with getting these Tigers new uniform tops with big black numbers on those white jerseys.
Yeah, white and orange was really hard to see.
Thank you so much. We can tell who's who here tonight. The Boys Town for the Tigers. Of course, we're about a half mile closer from where we're to the field also, which is a big help. Tom, this will be an interesting game. We saw Boys Town reigning a record 3 weeks ago when they played Auburn, and they were really inexperienced like the Tigers were 3 weeks ago, and Auburn got the better of them that night. They've had not a real easy schedule either.
No.
So they're kind of feeling their way along here.
Right.
And we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, without any common opponents there between them, it's just tough to tell how the game's going to go. Ball State coming off a big win last week there. That got to boost the confidence and morale a little bit on the team after those first couple games. But it should be a fun one to watch, and it's going to be a gorgeous night once that sun goes down, John.
Yes, it will. And Tiger fans, let everybody know the game is on KTNC. Call your friends, call your relatives that may not know. We're kicking it off at 6 o'clock. My best homecoming here for Boys Town. They want to get things going with the post-game festivity and get those over with. So they moved the kickoff time up an hour to 6 o'clock. So we will be playing at 6 o'clock. If you got Tiger fans, you know, let them know they're on the air, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and, of course, on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. Hit the listen live button and hit KTNC, and you can hear the game anywhere in the world. So, up on the clock, we've got 5 minutes to go here. We'll take Aaron Wisdom, our studio here. We're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout, then we'll come back and give you the starters on KTNC.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country farming superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farming City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farming City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 at Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We'll start quickly with the Boys Town starting offense tonight. They will go with quarterback Alexander Burke. He's a senior. We don't have any weights for the Cowboys. Running back Taylor Jacobs, we'll see him, a sophomore. I expect to see Elijah Brown Jr. We saw him 3 weeks ago. He's a senior. Receivers, Nyree Petit Brown, another sophomore. Also a receiver, Colby Johnson, a senior. Antoine Carter will be a receiver. He is a senior. And there is another senior. He is a wide receiver as well. Up on the offensive line, it'll be Colin Props, a senior. Juan Villapando, a junior. We'll have Trevor Kellogg, a senior. Isaiah Pompey, another senior. And David Heaton, a junior for Boys Town. We'll go ahead and we'll take a 2 minute timeout. We're going to do the national anthem here at the Corral at Boys Town. Then we'll go back and give you the rest of the starters and kick this one off on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or West in Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400. Where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, now we'll continue with the Boys Town defense.
Defensively for the Cowboys from Boys Town, we've got Colin Props, a senior, Juan Villopondo, junior, Travis Kellogg, a senior, Isaiah Pompey, a senior. Linebackers are Darian Whitaker, a sophomore, Taylor Jacobs, a sophomore, and Philip Carstens, a senior. Defensive backs for the Cowboys are Nyree Poteet Brown, Kobe Johnson, a senior, and that takes care of their starting lineup on defense. John?
Tigers will get the ball. Boys Town won the toss. The Tigers elected to defer. The Tigers will get the ball to start the game. On offense, Falls City tonight, we will have at receiver Tate Wilcox, 160, and a sophomore, Blake DeSell, the quarterback, a 160-pound freshman. At one end, Isaac Fairdight, 170, a sophomore. We'll see Daniel Holland, the running back, 175-pound junior. We will see receivers Wyatt Overdeen, 170-pound junior. Also Jackson Strauss, a 185-pound senior. The left guard tonight will be Zane Evil, a 220-pound junior. At center, Kellen McAfee, 185 and a senior. We will have John Craig starting tonight for the Tigers. He will be able to play as 335-pound senior. And we'll see Kemper Foster in there, a 235-pound junior for Falls City. Tom will catch the Tiger defense and have a moment. Let's see who's kicking off here.
Pretty close to kickoff. Let's see. It looks like number five.
Alexander Burke.
Yep, their quarterback.
Well,
too.
See, yep, he's not going to kick it. It's going to be maybe Antron Israel. Number 80, I think. Here's over and kick. The Tigers catch it about the 22. Gilderson back up the field, hit and spun around and drug down right at the 30-yard line. Pretty good return for the Tigers on a short kick. I see that was Daniel Hollins on the return for Falls City.
Swarm of Cowboys, but it looks like Colby Johnson there for was off the bottom of the pile for Boys Town.
I think I better put the Tigers in the red ink tonight. Boys Town in blue. Really.
Black and blue wouldn't be easy to distinguish in the dark.
I made myself quite a mess if I put the Tigers in blue. All right, the Tigers come out in their pistol set. Behind Blake Lucelles is going to be Daniel Hollins. Motion man coming across. That will be Strauss. Toss it back. The running back moving left gets hit, and I think he lost a yard on the play. Coming around that left side was Daniel Hollins.
31, Philip Carson's on the stop. Looks like, you're right, John, about a half yard loss on that.
Second down, 11. We'll call it on the clock here at Boys Town. It's a north-south field. The north 15 yards is shaded from the 30 on the south side to the 40 on the south side. Shaded. It's the 50 to the 40. A lot of sunshine. Option right. And it will be a throw and a catch out there, complete to forward Dean from Blakely Sells. And a short gain for the Tigers, maybe 5 or 6 on the play.
Yeah, Carson's getting in on the stop there for Boys Town.
They'll bring up third down for Falls City. Tackle and out of bounds, so the clock stops. Move the ball out to the 34-yard line. So a gain of about 5 on the play. Call it 3rd and 6 for the Tigers. Boys Town. 2 down linemen. Now a 3rd, 4th, and a defensive end out on the left side. 2 receivers left, 2 backs in the backfield. Motion along the line of scrimmage. Looked like Boys Town jumped.
That'll help. Get that down to 3rd down and 1 here, John.
That is a break for the Tigers. They can do something with it here. Coming against Boys Town, their first of the ball game. Now it's 3rd down and 1. Split to the near left side for Fall City, Tate Wilcox. 1 back. There's a split man to the right, quarterback under center. We don't see a lot. Did he go down?
And mark him down. I don't know if it went down or not, but the referee says, yeah.
Referee said when Blakely Sell started, and you can see it, I can see his foot go out. Remember, I didn't see if his knee went down, but that's going to be the indication.
Yeah.
That's going to bring a 4th down and 2 now. That's unfortunate for the Tigers.
Looks like maybe they're going to go for it here too, John. They're lining up that way at least.
All right, split man wide to the right side out there for Falls City. That's Isaac Frederick. Man to the near left side, and now same play. Quarterback keeper, nowhere to go for Blakely Sells. That front defensive line just whipped the Tigers that time, and no gain on the play.
Wow. Boys Town's going to take over a good field position there at the Tiger 39.
So Tigers got a break. Did not go their way with 10:36 to go in the first quarter. Boys Town football. Alexander Burke is the quarterback in the pistol. Shotgun, we'll call it shotgun. Trips left, 1 receiver wide to the right, and 1 setback. I believe that's Taylor Jacobs. He is a strong young man. Motion in coming across from the left to the right. Quarterback option. Looks like he's going to throw it up the field, and a one-hand and a run for the right side and a great block. And going the distance is going to be Nyree Petit-Brown. Tommy made a great catch and he got a great block.
That was a nice one-handed grab there, and he kind of bobbled a little bit and then got it corralled and went all the way untouched.
A 39-yard touchdown pass on the first play of the game for Boys Town's offense. It looked to me like the quarterback was going to keep it. All of a sudden, he just kind of lobbed it over the one defender that was in his way, and it goes the distance. Tom, I want to let you tell me if this extra point kick goes through.
I will.
Kicker is Roy Angerman.
And it is good.
All right, Angerman with a kick, 7-0. Boys Town back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, first drive didn't take Boys Town too long. After a hold there on 4th down and a couple there for them, they took the ball, went 1 play, 39 yards, and scored. Pass play from Burke to Brown. PAT was good, and we've got a 7-0 Boys Town lead.
Antron Izzard, a senior, to kick the ball away at his own 40-yard line. And it's a low kick taken by one of the up men for the Tigers. I believe that's Strauss.
Oh, yeah.
Strauss out across the 40 to the 46-yard line on his own side of midfield. So a good return by Jackson Strauss.
It sure was.
you just get the feeling the Tigers need something to go well right now.
Yeah.
And not give Boys Town the ball back on the three and out here. Ball's on the near side, left hash marker. The Tigers go right to left toward the south end zone here in quarter number one. Wide over to in the backfield next to the quarterback. Option right, quarterback going to keep it. Nobody to pitch to. Blakely Sells turns the corner, moves upfield. He'll be up to the 49-yard line. It'll be a gain of about three on the play.
Getting off the bottom of that pile is Darian Whitaker, a linebacker there for the Cowboys. Looks like about a three-yard gain there, huh, John?
Yep, right to the 49-yard line. So the Tigers huddle up. Here they come over the football. This time they'll send split men to either side of the field, tight ends, two of them. Motion man is Strauss coming across to the left side. And the handoff and go in the backfield, and they've got the running back by the jersey. And Daniel Holland gets slung around by his brand new jersey, and down to the ground he goes, all the way back at the 44-yard line. We're going to put it down.
Pompey for the Cowboys looked like he was shot out of a cannon on that. He was back in the backfield there as quick as he got the ball there. Wow, that's a big play.
Loss of five will bring up a third down and 12 now for Fall City. Back to their own 44-yard line. Tigers go to a spread formation. Three receivers right, short side of the field to the left side. Sells with the count, options, and runs to the right side. Wants to throw. Big pressure thrown, and it was caught just short of the chain, I believe, making a grab over there. Wyatt Overdeen. And I'm afraid he got knocked down a yard short of the first down. I think the Tigers would go.
He sure did. It's close, but that was a heck of a grab and throw there. So fourth down, about a half a yard. And
Tigers go quickly, and this time Sells is going to pull his way forward for a gain of two and a first down for the Tigers.
Last week they did that a lot with the Omaha team and had a lot of success. Just Sells going right over Craig and McAfee there up the middle. So big first down for Fall City.
Now the ball's down to the Boys Town. Where are we at? That's the 42-yard line, we'll call it. 43, 42 and a half, whatever. In that neighborhood, one back in the backfield, motion man across will be Overdeen to the right side. And a handoff, and it's going to be Hollins to try the right side. He'll turn the corner. He'll be inside the 40 and down to around the 37-yard line. Again, about five or six for the Tigers.
Antron Izzard there on the stop on the sideline, but not until a gain of, looks like five, John. Right at five.
Set that down marker down. Second down, 5 yards to go for the Tigers now. Back over the football. Double tights. Single set back in there with Hollins, or is Hollins. Motion man across the tight end from the right to the left. Snap. Back. And Hollins takes the handoff, and he just had nowhere to go. They came in crashing on that defensive right side, and he had two tacklers and enough blockers.
Carstens and Pompey, they met him in the backfield again. They got some good penetration on that right side there of the Cowboys line.
Loss of a yard makes it third down and six now. Ball back to about the 39-yard line. All right, Tigers, trips right. Pretty much the center of the field. Sells rolling right, looking, throwing, and for a first down. That's going to be caught down there by Strauss inside the 20-yard line. And maybe around the 17, that's going to be a pickup of about 18 yards for the Tigers.
Nice throw. Antoine Carter was there for the stop for his Boys Town. Oh, now we got a pole in our way there, John.
Yeah, well.
That's going to be tough.
Better move it. Tigers over the ball, first and 10 at the 22, it says. All right. Spot the ball down there. Overdeen from the left to the right. Turn. Hollins around the right side, and the Tigers have no answer on the outside rushers coming in there. They're just drilling the Tiger backs in that backfield.
Sure are. We're not getting much blocking there. Number eight, Taylor Jacobs there, was in there on the stop.
Loss of two brings up second down and 12 ball back at the 23-yard line. Got the field marked well, but you can't read the numbers down there because of the sunshine. All right, straight drop this time for Sells. Throws a slant. It's caught. Moving the ball from the left into the middle of the field with the catch for the Tigers, Tate Wilcox. And we'll see what he got after they unstack everything. Get back the two they lost and two more, a gain of four on the play for Fall City.
Looks like Jacobs made that stop again over the middle. I'm not going to swear to that one, John. I thought it was eight.
Well, it's not fair.
That pull is not fair at all.
Tigers go spread set. Three receivers left. It's been their best offense so far in the passing game. Option quarterback rolls left, throws, and he missed wide, intended down the field there for Wyatt Oberdeen.
Oberdeen was open there. Just missed him.
6:01 to go in the period, 7-0, and Boys Town with the lead is going to bring up fourth and long for the Tigers. I'm sure they're going to go here from the probably at 20-yard line, fourth and eight. Tigers getting the play call in there to the quarterback, freshman Blakely Sells. This is his third start of his career. Two receivers either side of the field. In the backfield is Hollins with the quarterback. A little bit low on the snap. He's got it. He throws it. He's got him in over the middle. It's a drop. They call it incomplete. It looked like it was intercepted in the end zone. It went to Strauss as he was diving. He hit and rolled. The ball popped loose, and the official called it incomplete, Tom.
Yeah, it was a good throw there.
Just
kind of in and out of Strauss's hands. It looked like it was going to be a completion, and it just kind of got popped out when he hit the ground. So Boys Town will take over there from there. Own 20, it looks like. Headed the other way.
7-0 Boys Town, 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. Cowboys over the football. The quarterback, Alexander Burke, senior. They ran one play so far, went for a score in their first play on their first possession. Burke spread the field, receivers everywhere, motion man, left or right. Run the same play. It looks like throw it underneath is caught, same receiver. And the ball caught, no long distance this time, as it's Nyree Petit-Brown pushed out of bounds on the other side, but he got a first down.
And Oberdeen hung on to him there because he had some running room after that, but made a good stop, but not until they got a first down, gain of about 11.
Out of the 31-yard line. Two plays and 50 yards through the air for Boys Town. Well, 3 weeks ago, the short passes, different quarterback, they were thrown so hard their receivers weren't able to hang on to him. There's some air under these. Spread set again, motion man coming across the short side, just sweep to Brown, turns the corner, got running room, hurdles a defender, spins away from another, finally pushed out of bounds, all the way out at the 46-yard line, a gain of 15 more.
Oberdeen and Gilkerson on the stop for Fall City. He's a shifty little guy.
Yes, he is. How would you describe him? Shifty, quick, or fast, or all of the above?
Above, huh?
All of the above, it would appear. Well, according to that, it's first and nine. There you go, first and nine. The down marker in the wrong spot. Ball's on the near right side. That's the short side of the field from the 46 Boys Town on their own side of midfield here, leading 7-0. Brown goes in motion, the ball straight ahead, and they go back with running room. That's Taylor Jacobs. Jacobs in the Tiger backfield. He's like a little bowling ball to tackle.
He is.
He's all the way down to the Tiger 35-yard line on that play, a gain of 19 yards.
Bell made the stop. If not for him, he'd have been in the end zone.
So 2-for-2 passing for 50 yards and 2 runs for 34 yards so far for Boys Town here.
You're kind of ripping off some chunks of yardage right
there. They are. Split in wide right, that's Elijah Brown Jones. He plays fullback. We saw him line up in an I set now. Quarterback, Burke. Calling count, turns, he'll give it to Jacobs again. A nice play defensively in the backfield by the Tigers.
Yeah, that was McAfee on that stop. He busted through there and made a nice tackle. Looks like no gain on that. Yeah, really short game, but not much.
Second and 10, much more short. All right, again, we put two receivers on the right side. That's the short side of the field. Line them up in the eye. Tigers with 10 men in the box here. Turn, give it to Jake as he runs right. He powers forward. He'll be forward down to the Tiger 31-yard line, a gain of about 4.
Number 74, Brock Meatfield there. Hung on. That's a big, powerful back in that backfield, isn't it?
He's not very tall, but, man, he is. This is just a bowling ball.
Wow.
Faster than you would think. Now they go back to the spread set. Got one man in the wrong spot, so now we've got two receivers either side of the field. On third and about 5 from the Tiger 31-yard line. Burke calling the count. Motion man going across, and a jet sweep with the football. It will be Ken Cortia, and he is a Carter all the way down the Tiger 21-yard line, a gain of 10 on the play.
Sells again in on that stop. He's getting some tackles, but it's not the best thing to be having your safety making all these tackles.
No, certainly not. And the speed that Boys Town has, they're very athletic, and they're fast, and that's going to give the Tigers some fits. New tailback, new back in there is Philip Carstens. He's in there now at fullback as the quarterback goes under center from the 21-yard line. Turn, get the ball off, and carrying the football this time. That's going to be another different ball carrier. That's Darian Whitaker. And Whitaker's got another chunk inside the 15-yard line down to about the 14, it looks like.
Strauss made the tackle there. That's a big guy, too, isn't it, Jim?
Yes.
He's a large running back.
They're all pretty big and all pretty fast. He picks up 8 there. So now Carson's at fullback. Behind him is Whitaker, a sophomore. 2nd and 2. Left hash. Straight ahead goes the fullback this time. Carson's on the old trap. Not a lot doing there.
No, McAfee in there on the stop there. They stopped him after a little short gain.
I'm waiting to see if they moved the down marker. They didn't move it.
Not much. Like 3rd and 4th yard.
Give him a yard. Again, the quarterback under center, 3rd down and 1 yard. Burke calls a snap, tosses the ball back, running the right side will be Whitaker, and Whitaker over the top of the pile for a 1st down and more inside the 10 to around the 7-yard line.
Tripped up by Gilkerson there, where they walled off that right side of that, that left side of the Tiger defense there. He had a lot of running room. It's a good tackle there by Gilkerson. Saved a touchdown.
Came about 6 on the play. An invader's face.
Oh, that's fine.
In under center, quarterback is Alexander Burke. Toss it again, running back. The ball's on the ground. The Tigers had it, lost it, and got it back. And they'll turn the Cowboys away.
22, Robert Gilkerson ended up getting the ball. It bounced off a few players there, and he was able to corral it. Big fumble recovery there. Big turnover there. All City needed something good to happen because Boys Town been moving the ball.
Tigers catch a big break there. We 1st down and 10. Lost 5 yards on the play. It's had to be their own 11. 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Now Fall City move the football in their last possession. Stopped on a 4th down pass play. Blakely sells the quarterback in the pistol. Turns, hands the ball straight forward. The flag comes in as Hollins is corralled at the 10-yard line.
That's kind of in the area of holding there, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's a bad spot for the Tigers. I'm afraid they have a conference of men in striped shirts right now. Talking it over. Who did you see move first? Well, I thought it was the guy in blue. I thought it was the guy in white. And?
Let's see.
And?
No signal yet.
If they let us know, we'll tell you. You're going over to talk to the Boys Town coach to indicate procedure.
Yes.
Oh, against Fall City and personal foul against Boys Town.
Oh.
So they've got offsetting penalties, but I think they'll mark off half the distance against the Tigers, and I think they're going to mark off 15 against Boys Town.
That should bring them pretty darn close to a first down then. It must have been personal foul against a chop block against the Tigers there is what that
well,
was.
He
pointed the other way there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. All right.
Yeah, back on our own five there, second down, and about 16, it looks like. First down, I'm sorry.
You got to get to 21, yeah. First and 16, and their own five. All right. I swear, he pointed a boy's hand.
Yeah,
he did.
All
right, Blakely sells in the pistol, stands back almost in his own end zone here. Low snap, runs to the right side, and he throws it out
of the receiver.
Caught, and going up the field, T. Wilcox.
Well, he got back about 10 of that, didn't he?
He got out to the 15-yard line.
Yeah.
Gain of 10, bring up second down and about 6.
He tried to tightrope down that sideline and just kind of stepped out a little early.
And that play out of bounds stops the clock with 12 seconds to go here. In quarter number one, 7-0 Boys Town with the lead. Tigers bring a man across the formation. Hand the ball off, run left side, try to go to the face mask to try to get that flag.
He did not throw a flag.
Oh, my.
Ooh, that was pretty evident. Wow.
How?
Wow.
That was a no-doubter, Tom Barton.
Ooh, I agree. I thought he was reaching into his pocket, and he didn't move it, did he?
That ends the quarter. It'll bring up third down and 11 for the Tigers. 7-0 Boys Town after one. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. We're going to be here at the start of the second quarter here in Boys Town. Falls City is going to have it third down and about 11 yards. It looks like 11 yards to go here on their own 15-yard line, down on the other side of the field again, which is not our best vantage point from here. We've got a pole and other things to deal with.
Great for me.
So, Old City up over the ball here. Three receivers split out right, one to the left. Running back is Hollins behind Sells. He rolls right. He's looking to throw. He tucks it and runs, and he's going to pick up about 4 yards on his play, going to bring up fourth down and about 7 for Falls City.
I don't think that was a pump fake. I believe the tackler was Trevor Kellogg, a senior there, on the defensive line. He'll bring up fourth down, six, 7 yards, yeah.
Yeah, we'll go, I got about 7, it looks like. So back to punt is Wilcox for the Tigers in his own end zone there.
And that man back deep, Irene Petit Brown, he's already done damage tonight.
Snap, good snap. Take gets off the kick, end over end. Brown catches the ball, turns it up the middle there. He's got some open field. Oh, makes a cut. Got one man left, and he's going to get into the end zone there. Wow. Where did he catch that? About the 45?
48 yards. 92-yarder.
Return that thing. Wow. Nice run. He is shifty. He plays running back for him also, and that was a nice run for him. So,
yeah.
Boys Town's going to take the punt back and got the score 13-0 now.
There was a really good block at about the 30-yard line. The return team just used their hands, pushed the Tiger defender, just got enough of him
lined up for the kick here now. Calls out the signal there. There's a snap. Gets it down, and it is blocked by Fall City. So the extra point will be no good. Boys Town is up 13-0 with 11:12 left to go in the second quarter, and we'll be back in 30 seconds here on KTNC.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Boys Town in Omaha. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn, or Weston in Falls City. Boys Town gets onto the board again with 11-12 left here in the second quarter on a punt return by Poteet Brown of 52 yards. Extra point was no good, and Boys Town is now up 13-0.
Kicking it off will be Antron Izzard from his own 40-yard line. Tigers have two men back there deep this time. Over on the far side, looks like Isaac Frederick, and on the near side is going to be Daniel Hollins for the Tigers.
There's the boot, and it looks like Jackson Strauss going to pick it up and take the ball up the field there. A little running room, gets past the 40-yard line. Pretty close to it. That's right behind that pole. We'll see where they mark it.
It'll be right on the 40, right? On our return.
The Tigers will take over at their own 40, first down and 10, 11:05 left here before half. Well, John, Tigers moved the ball a little bit there, but just can't seem to keep a drive going here yet in the game.
Shot themselves in the foot a little bit.
Yeah.
But we'll see if they can keep her going here.
We got Wilcox lined up, quarterback Hollins behind him. We got a receiver split out left and one to the right here.
Schultz, quarterback.
So, what did I say?
You said Wilcox.
Sorry. Schultz grabs the ball. He's looking downfield. Moves out of the way when he gets sacked there in backfield. Boy, he had some protection there. Couldn't find an open receiver there, and the pressure just got to him, and it looks like they're going to sack him for about a five-yard loss.
Good job. Josh Finney, a sophomore, got there first, and Trevor Kellogg helped out.
Second down now, 15 for Fall City at their own 35-yard line. They're getting good penetration up front for Boys Town so far. You got some boys up there that are pushing pretty hard. Second down now, 15. Fall City breaks the huddle. Sells back there in the shotgun. Hollins in the backfield. We got three Tigers split left, and we got one to the right. Calls the snap. There's the snap. He rolls left. He's looking down the field. There he throws the ball, and it gets broke up there by, is that
31 time defensively. That's Philip Carson. Looked like the receiver was open. Carson got in front. That could have been a bad interception.
It looked like it could have been picked there on that. Just kind of went through his hands there. So going to bring a third down now and long for Fall City. Third and 15. 10 minutes, 11 seconds left here in the first half.
Well, the good side, I just think it under the Tigers pretty easy.
Having a hard time keeping them out. That call and count is sells. There's the snap. Pitches the ball right. There's a flag. Oh, he gets knocked down in the backfield there for another loss. We'll see what the flag is.
Trevor Kellogg is all over the place defensively for Boys Town.
Wow. Looks like it's going to be against the Tigers there. Motion penalty there.
You turn going to decline.
Yeah, it's going to bring up fourth down and 15 for Fall City. So, in all likelihood, there will be punting here again. Clock is running. We're down to 10 minutes left here in the first half. Back deep again for Boys Town is
Poteet Brown.
10, Poteet Brown.
Yeah, Wilcox punted.
Wilcox back about 15 yards. Calling the snap count. There is a snap. It's a good one. Gets off an end-over-end punt. One hop, and he takes it there on his own 30-yard line. Couple moves there and gets out
out at the 41-yard line where he finally stopped. Steven Fields got down there, first man to hit him for the Tigers defensively.
It looks like they're going to mark it at the 40 here, so it's going to be first down and 10 Boys Town at their own 40-yard line. Well, we didn't hold, on the ball very long on that drive, did they?
About a minute and a half is all. Don't get coming at halftime. We'll have the Highland Community College wrap up. It's close to home, far from dead. You learn more about Highland College at highlandcc.edu.
Burke back in behind center, running back behind him. Two split left, two split right for Boys Town. In motion comes Poteet Brown. He hands all over. He kept the ball there, and he is sacked. Wow, Jackson Strauss pulls it in there. He did not fall for that fake handoff there and tackled him for a good four-yard loss there on that play.
But he wishes he'd hand that ball out.
Yeah.
And ducked. Goodness.
Wow. Yeah, Strauss was blitzing on that, and boy, picked a good time to do that. Second down now, 14 for Boys Town at their own 36-yard line. Burke back there calling signals.
But they're lined up trips right, now they've got trips left.
And there's a little confusion there about where they want to be. But Burke is satisfied, it looks like, now, calling out the play. Now we're going to get a timeout here. Boys Town's going to take timeout, so we're gonna get out of here for 30 seconds here, and we'll be back. You're listening to KTNC.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, we've got a second down and long here for Boys Town, and if Fall City needs to stop on a drive, this is one they need to kind of hold up pretty strong here and get that ball back.
Yeah, we need another break. Fumble, interception, anything. Or at least hold them right here where they're at. 13-0 Boys Town here in the second quarter with 8:48 left in this first half.
Boys Town comes out. We got trips left. Burke's back there in the shotgun. Moves his running back over to the other side now. That's Cynthia Ball, number 20. Calls the snap count. Got one split real wide right there. In motion comes Poteet Brown. There's a snap. He rolls right. He's looking down the field there. Throws the ball, and Brown catches it there. And he's got enough for a first down there. Going to pick up about 16 on the play.
Able to hang on to him behind was Daniel Hollins, or that was going to be another score.
So they're past midfield. Going to put the ball down at the Fall City 49-yard line. 8:38 left here before half. First down and 10 for Boys Town. Coach is going to signal him in the play. We got two receivers split left, two right. Burke again back there. And the running back again is Cynthia Brown. Cynthia Ball, I'm sorry. In motion comes Brown again to the right. Oh, he hands the ball off right before he got hit.
The flag from the referee in the backfield.
Oh, there it is. I see it now. Looks like it's going to be an illegal motion penalty there on Boys Town, so... Yeah, Fall City's going to take that penalty there and move them back 5 yards.
That'll make it first and 15.
Illegal shift there on Boys Town is what happened there. So going to be first down now and 15 for Boys Town.
Back to their own 46-yard line here.
8 minutes left here before half. Wind the clock up again here. Receivers kind of split, kind of... go from one side to the other here on the field. Got two of them split out here wide left and two split to the right. Burke calling the signals back in the backfield. In motion, one of the receivers there. There's a snap. Hands the ball off the middle there. He gains about five there before he's knocked down. That's Ball.
It'll be second down now and 10 for Boys Town, right at midfield.
McAfee and Fields on the stop for the Tigers there.
Again, we've got two receivers split left and two to the right again for Boys Town. Ball back in the backfield with Burke. Burke calling the snap, getting his players set, making sure everybody's on the same page here. In motion, left to right. There's the snap. Rolls right, looking down the field there. Got a receiver, and it is going to be caught by Poteet Brown down there.
All the way down around the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
Got a step on the Tiger cover man. He threw his arms up trying to face guard him, but that was a heck of a throw and a catch.
It was. Looks like it's going to be marked at about the 12-yard line there for the Boys Town Cowboys there down to Fall City 13, it looks like. I guess they're going to put up on the scoreboard. So we got first down and 10 for Boys Town at the Fall City 13-yard line. Burke under center this time. Takes a snap, hands the ball up, got some running room, makes a move, and he gets into the end zone. That is Philip Carson for the score for Boys Town.
He just bowled over a Tiger defender there. Looked like they were going to stack him up, and he just put his head and shoulders down and went right on through that Tiger defender for the rest of the way to the end zone, 13 yards.
31. Philip Carson's on that play there, senior. Lined up here now for the extra point. Set to kick it is Rory Angerman. Yeah, we're getting a player on the field late here for Boys Town. Like one of the linemen kind of missing up there front. And he calls the signals there. There's the snap. Good snap. Puts the ball down. And that ball goes right through the middle of the goalpost, John, for a 20-0 lead for Boys Town with 6:27 left here before half. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Pete, Jake, or Tosh in Auburn or Weston in Fall City? Well, John, Boys Town put together a nice drive, 5 plays, 60 yards, 6:27 left here before halftime, and Carson takes it in for the final 13 yards. The extra point was good, and we've got a 20-0 lead by Boys Town.
They are doing a good job offensively, big pass play during that possession.
Wow.
Tom Jack Banger, pretty. If I was scouting Fall City, I'd take some shots down the field, and they have.
Fall City had them with some penalties on that drive, but they just made up for it there and made the plays. There's the kickoff. Land at the 25, and picked up now by
Gilbert.
Oh, he's knocked out hard at the 38-yard line of Fall City.
That was Poteet Brown. Man, he's doing it on both sides of the ball.
Sure is. Looks like they're going to mark it there at about the 39-yard line there of Fall City, where they'll take over first and 10. 6:21 left here before half. Boys Town up 20-0.
This is a hard-hitting game, isn't it?
Certainly is.
At every level. But, I mean, this Brown really hit him that time.
He's not a real big kid either.
No.
He's pretty good pop on him. Fall City lined up two backs in the backfield this time with Sells. There's the snap. He rolls left. Quarterback keeper there. Cuts it off left, and he's going to get a short gain. Looks like he's going to get more than that there, but he's going to only pick up about a 2-yard gain on that. So,
Colby Jones, the defensive back, came up and cleaned up the play, but first guy in there again was Trevor Kellogg. He couldn't get the tackle, maybe. push the play backwards.
They are getting penetration up the middle, aren't they?
Yeah.
And second down and 8 here for the Tigers at their own 41-yard line. Selden in the backfield along with the 12.
That's going to be Isaac Frederick in there.
Frederick got the ball, got around the right side, but unable to pick up anything. In fact, a loss there of about a yard on the play there. It'll bring up third down now and 9.
Trevor Kellogg and Kalinde Fry. Stop for Boys Town.
Just not getting much space for any of the running game here for Ball City right now. Third down and 9 now. Ball City at their own 40-yard line. 5-10 and counting here for the Tigers. Sells back in the backfield along with Frederick. There's the snap. He's looking to throw it. Throws the ball. Oh, it's picked off. Picked off by number 9 on a nice interception. That was Elijah
Brown-Jones.
He went up in the air and made a nice catch.
Wow.
Came down at their own 49-yard line there where Boys Town will take over first down and 10.
Blakely got hit just as he was releasing the football. Had some pepper on it, but took some height off when he got hit just as he released it.
So Boys Town lined up here, their own 49, first down and 10. 4:58 left here before half. Burke in the backfield. We've got two receivers split left and 2 to the right. We've got number 8, which is Taylor Jacobs there in the backfield along with Burke.
You go for the jugular here?
Oh, boy. Calls the signal. Man in motion. It's Poteet Brown. Hands the ball off him around the right side. Cuts it out wide to the right there. He's got a lot of running room there, and no one touches him. He goes all the way. All the way for 51 yards is Poteet Brown.
Shifty and fast, and 2 really good blocks to string him. 1 right on the corner and 1 down around the 15-yard line.
Wow. 1 play, 51 yards there. Oh. Coming out, lining up for the extra point here again. Got number 25, Rory Angerman back there to kick. Lining up there, calling the snap count, looks back, there's the snap, gets it down, and that's going to be good also. So, Boys Town with a 27-0 lead here. We've got 4:47 left before half, and we're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to KTNC Radio.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest full hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are back here again at Boys Town Stadium here. 1 play, 51 yards for Boys Town on that drive. Didn't take long. A nice run by Poteet Brown of 51 yards. The PAT was good. And we're looking at a 27-0 lead for Boys Town, John.
They're hitting on both sides of the ball. And they're hitting big plays, a lot of them.
Wow. He was untouched, that whole 51 yards, I think. I don't think anybody got a hand on him. So, Boys Town set to kick it off here again. They break the huddle here and line up. Back to kick from Boys Town is Antron Izzard. There he comes, puts the boot on the ball there. Just going to drop it about the 28, bounce it back. Oh! And Fall City falls on the ball there at the 25-yard line. That is pick up a number 10.
Frederick
there getting the ball. Kind of fumbled it a little bit there and then just kind of jumped on it.
Ball. End over end, it hit and it turned right. Tried to get away from him and did the whole bounce. All you do is fall on that thing.
About right. 4:46 left before half. Fall City coming out. First down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. got Sells back in the backfield along with Frederick. Split out to the right, we've got a receiver.
Gilkerson,
and one split to the left. In motion comes Olberding. There's a snap. It's a pitch out here to Frederick. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. A loss of about 2 yards on that.
First guy to hit in that time, Phillip Parsons, and then there came number 62, Trevor Kellogg, one more time.
Going to bring up second down now in 12 for Fall City at their own 23-yard line. 4:23 and counting here before half. Fall City breaks the huddle. Sells and Frederick back in the backfield there. Split right here. Receiver one split way to the left. Sells calls the count. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to Frederick. And again, got nothing, John. In fact, another loss of about, where are they going to mark that?
Well, I don't know. It'll be two or three.
About a 4 yard loss on that.
Carson's got in there with Darian Whitaker, and Tigers are just, they're out of speed to run wide on this defense.
Nope. Going to be third down now. There's about 15 yards to go. Sells lined up again in the backfield there. Frederick back with him. Receiver split right and left.
So you don't want to give them back the ball, but
it's
a lot to ask here on 3rd and 15.
See what Sells can do. Hands the ball off to Frederick. He cuts right and left. Picks up a few yards, but that's it. Boys Town is pretty quick back there, and they stop him after about a 2 yard gain on that. So punt team's going to come out. 4th down and 13 to the Tigers. It's going to be punting the ball from their own 22-yard line, it looks like. Back to punt is Tate Wilcox.
We need a different return man this time, and I'll try to catch the number, Tom.
It's like 31. That's Phillip Parsons back there. He just took him for a touchdown in the last. No, that's Cote Brown. He's taking one in.
Yeah.
Here's Wilcox back to punt. There's the snap. Good snap. Gets the ball. Gets the punt. Nice spiral there. Lands about the 45-yard line. Going to be no one returning that, and it's going to drop dead there at the 44-yard line of Boys Town. Well, we've got a flag on the play here, though. Let's see what this is. Going to be a holding call against Ball City.
Well, if you're Boys Town, I would think you would just take the ball right there with 2:26 and two timeouts.
And I think that's what
they're trying to score,
John.
Don't take any more time off.
It looks like that's what they're going to do.
So they'll have the ball at their own 44-yard line here.
They aren't. They're not going to mark that penalty off also, are they?
Well, they shouldn't. Sure looks like it. Well, holy
Boys Town.
Okay, now that's twice.
I was right there with you.
So they pointed Holy Fall City.
Yeah. And then they changed their mind, and we're trying to figure out why they're marking that penalty off against Boys Town.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be first down for Boys Town at their own 34-yard line. We got 2:26 here left before half. And thankfully, the sun is getting pretty close to being down behind that tree.
About half time.
Burp back calling signals there. And there's the snap. Takes the handoff, rolls right, got a lot of running room there again. He's corralled there by Overton, it looks like, but not until they pick up about 18 yards and a first down.
Straight old quarterback counter, and Burke found a big hole on that right side.
Going to put the ball down at the Fall City 48-yard line, 2:17 and counting before half. Boys Town, first down. We've got a receiver split left. We've got three out to the right. A big running back. That's number 8 again. That's that Taylor Jacobs. He is a big boy.
Good back.
Burke back there looking, calling signals there. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff again, takes the ball right at the middle. Twirls right. He's going to pick up another 5 yards on that. Bring up second down and 5 for Boys Town.
Fields gets a stop for the Tigers there. They're able to get him around the leg and hang on.
They're playing a little hurry up here now. Under center is Burke. Takes the sack, kills the ball there.
Well, why don't I do that on second down?
Yeah, they had plenty of time here left. Now it's going to be third down. We got a minute 36 left here before half.
Well, I think they got two timeouts left also.
That was a little surprising there. I thought they were trying to do hurry up there and catch Fall City a little off guard. But then we got third down now. So Bert getting into position here, looking over for the signals from the coach here for the play. Third down and 5 for the Cowboys.
I feel a draw coming, Tom. I don't know why.
We haven't been able to stop that run much all night, John. Third down and 5. Minute 36 left here before half. Bert calling the snap. Now they got a timeout in first. So we got a timeout here on the field. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be back. You're listening to KTNC Radio here.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
You're listening to John Nixon and Tom Bartek calling the plays here right now for game here at Boys Town. Boys Town 27-0 lead here with a minute 36 left before half, John. And Tigers are having a heck of a time stopping them Boys Town Cowboys, especially with running the ball. Boys Town lined up here now. Third down and 5 at Fall City 44-yard line. Burke calls the snap. There's the snap. He's looking to throw the ball. He fakes, picks it up, runs around, and throws the ball out of bounds there. Looked like he was going to get sacked. They got rid of the ball. Fields had a hold of him, it looks like, in the backfield.
Schneeman got him drugged down. Now we're going to call it
illegal man downfield there for Boys Town. So we're going to march that back 5 yards.
You can't really blame the lineman for that.
No. It looked like he was going to tuck the ball and run, and then, wait a minute. I'm going to go ahead and get rid of this here. So that penalty is going to make it third down now and 10 for the Cowboys. Minute 28 left. We're back at the 49-yard line of Fall City. Burke looking over the field there. We've got receivers split 2 to the right and 2 to the left. Back behind him is number 8, Taylor Jacobs. There's the snap.
Screen.
Off the back. Screen, 21, right over the middle there. He avoids one tackler, and he's going to get enough for the first down, John.
A wide receiver screen. He came from the left, just got in the middle of the field.
And Antoine Carter on that with the screen, with the catch. Nice play. First down at the Falls City 32-yard line. Boys Town up over the ball quickly there. Burke calling the snap. There's the snap. Throws the ball again out to the right there, and it's caught, and he gets out of bounds.
Izzard.
That is Izzard, number 80 on the right sideline. Another first down for Boys Town. They mark it at the 21 and a half yard line there of Falls City. Burke again up quickly over center. We got a minute 1 left here in the first half. We got Foligan to deal with, John. Burke calls the snap down. There's the snap. He drops back. He's looking to throw. Throws the ball into the end zone. Izzard with a heck of a grab in the right deep side of the end zone there. Pulls on the ball and goes down to the ground for the 4.
Izzard is a senior. So they don't like giving any weights. But he looks to me like in his cleats and his helmet, what, somewhere between 6'2 and 6'4?
Pretty good size.
Tigers don't have anybody to compete with that in the defensive backfield side. That's just the old timing pattern in the corner.
Wow. Rory Angerman again back for the extra point attempt. Snap, and there's the snap, kick, it is up, and it is good. 55 seconds left here in the first half. Boys Town out to a 34-0 lead. We're going to take a 30-second break, and we'll be back.
FNL PNM Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Western Whitman, Falls City. Well, we had another five-play, 61-yard drive there. Izzard, the receiver, taking the ball from Burke on the 21-yard pass play to make the score. 55 seconds left here before half. The extra point was good by Angerson, and we've got a 34-0 lead, John.
Well, we've reached the weakest part of their game so far tonight, the kickoffs. Well, they roll it up, and the Tigers jump on it. They're able to get on top of that football. That was Brock Niedfeld that fell on that football and saved it. That would have been a major disaster.
Well, City going to take over at their own 48-yard line. 54 seconds left here before half.
I don't think from what I'm hearing from the coaches' box that was planned by the coaches.
No, that was not a boomer that they wanted there.
Coming to halftime, the Highland Community College will give us a sponsor of the recap of the first half, close to home and far from death. That's Highland Community College. You learn more online at highlandc.edu.
Yeah, well, didn't need to get the halftime here. Try to regroup a little bit there. Bell's back.
Got
Strauss in motion.
Different quarterback in there, Tom. That's going to be Wilcox. No, I'm sorry. That is three.
Now there's a flag coming out. Frederick just thrown for another big loss there as he attempted to get around the left side.
We got a flag on each sideline.
Oh, wow. Looks like it's going to be a motion penalty, and they're going to deny that. They're going to decline it. So it's going to bring up second down.
Oh, my.
Seventeen yards to go here for Fall City. 48 seconds left here before half. Clock is running, and I don't think Paul Smith is going to be in any big hurry to get over the snap. Second down from their own 42-yard line.
Boys Town only got one timeout left, so they can't force a punt that way.
Wow. 31 seconds left here in run. Sells back there. We've got two backs in the backfield, Frederick and is that Oberlin back there with him? Yeah, it is. Oh, my. Wow. Thrown for another loss.
He was 62. Trevor Kellogg can play on my team anytime because he's unblockable, apparently.
He just it's just like he's back there almost the time he's handing the ball off. Another big loss there. Going to bring up third down and 9, 13, 23 yards. Clock runs out here in the first half. 34-0 Boys Town. We're going to take a 1-2 minute break here and we'll be back. You're listening to KTNC Radio, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Harlan City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Harlan City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at Boys Town, the Corral, and the Cowboys are leading the Falls City Tigers 34-0 at halftime on homecoming night here at Boys Town. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home. It's Farm Day. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. And we'll look at the first half scoring. Here is Tom Bartek.
Well, Boys Town got on the board on their very first offensive play of the game. The pass play from Burke to Brown for 39 yards. The PAT was good. And Boys Town jumped up to a 7-0 lead. That was all the scoring there in the first quarter there. The second quarter with 11-12 left. Punt returned by Poteet Brown of 52 yards. Extra point was no good, and Boys Town led 13-0. 5 minutes later or so, with 6:27 left in the second quarter, we had a five-play, 60-yard drive by Boys Town. It ended on a 13-yard run by Carson in the end zone. Extra point was good, and Boys Town was up 20-0. Less than 2 minutes later, Boys Town was on the board again with a 51-yard run by Poteet Brown. Extra point again was good, and Boys Town led 27-0. And then with 55 seconds left before half, Izzard caught a nice pass in the end zone, capped off a five-play, 61-yard drive. Extra point was good, and the score we're sitting at here at halftime is 34-0 Boys Town, John.
Tough first half for the Tigers here tonight, homecoming for Boys Town. They're doing the crown of the king and queen right now, our halftime wrap-up brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home and far from that. You can learn more online at highlandcc.edu. Over on Sunny 101.3, our sister station tonight, Randy Gatula is up at Johnson, I believe it'll move to Freshel. And it's a homecoming of the Johnson Brock Eagles. That game just kicking off tonight. Undefeated Humboldt Table Rock Senior at undefeated Johnson Brock. That one's on Sunday 101.2 tonight if you're looking for that Heat fan football game. We'll take another 2 minute break. We'll check the weather for the weekend, then be back after another break after that with some more halftime stuff coming up on KTNC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Dauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbruster's got the extra mile.
This is your good time oldie station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller. Mainly clear skies for most of the night tonight, but a slight chance of thunderstorms developing after midnight with a low of 67 degrees and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, mainly early in the day. Some sunshine by the afternoon with highs around 90 and winds out of the south at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Saturday night, isolated showers and storms with temperatures in the mid-60s and southerly winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high temperature in the mid-90s and south winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night, clear with temperatures in the upper 60s. Monday, sunshine with highs in the mid-90s. Tuesday, lots of sun, high temperatures again in the mid-90s. And for Wednesday, a couple of showers with a high temperature near 90. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 80.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rathman Conference Room. Make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with this on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th, between 10 and 3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Boys Town High School, where it is homecoming. 34-0, the Cowboys having their way with the Tigers right now in the first half of tonight's ballgame. Let's look around at the other games coming up tonight around the area. We get an hour early start on everything. It's most of the games just kicking off here. Around here's a big game tonight out at Red Cloud, Nebraska, in six-man football. Number six ranked Pawnee City, taking on number five ranked Red Cloud. They're both 2-0 on the season. Wilcox Hill is at Lewis tonight, also in six-man football. Class D1 tonight, eight-man football, Freeman and Exeter Milligan. They're both 2-1. Johns County Central at Southern, both teams looking for their second win of the year. And number eight, Palmyra, and number seven, Thayer Central tonight. Those are all district games in Class D1. In other games tonight, in Class D2, Falls City City Heart, home night is the Irish are hosting Dilladel. The Griffins are 1-2. The Irish have won 2 in a row. That's a district game. Over on Salem at 1.3. Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Johnson Brock both undefeated. Homecoming tonight at Johnson Brock. That's on again on Salem at 1.3. Another district game. Lord Central Catholic at number 3 ranked Bernie Davenport Schick tonight. Next Friday night, it will be here on KTNC Falls City City Heart at BDS. That's next Friday night. Also, Humphrey, Lindsay, Holy Family is at number one, Howell's Dodge Night. East Butler is at number 10, Humphrey, St. Francis this evening. Ashland Greenwood, the number five ranked team in the state. They're on the road at Auburn tonight, taking on the Bulldogs. They're both 2-1. Lincoln Christian at Arlington, Nebraska City, Oahu. Raymond Central is at Wayne tonight. And Adams Central, number seven ranked, 3-0 Syracuse. A surprising 3-0 Syracuse team, very young team. Those are all district games. Out of district, Minden and Fairbury tonight. Fairbury 3-0. And Lincoln Lutheran at Omaha Concordia tonight. Team the Tigers beat last week at Jake Brown Stadium. So that's kind of a look at what's going on around the area tonight over in Missouri. Big game tonight. Albany is at, Worth County tonight. Two highly ranked and undefeated teams there tonight. It'll be Mound City on the road tonight. They are at Southwest Livingston tonight. Next week on Saturday, we'll have a game. The Rockport Blue Jays will be traveling about 5-6 miles over to Tarkio to take on the East Atchison Wolves in what is affectionately known over there as the Super Bowl of Holt County, Missouri, of Atchison County, Missouri. We get the right county in there. 6 miles apart.
Oh, wow.
Three towns involved. It's quite the battle in Northwest Missouri there. So we'll look forward to that. That's next Saturday at 1 o'clock over on Sunny 101.3. And we will have Fall City at Syracuse, or with Syracuse, Syracuse at Fall City, hometown of the Tigers, next Friday night on Sunny 101.3. So that's what's coming up. Don't forget, tomorrow here on KTNC, it will be the Nebraska Cornhuskers hosting the Oklahoma Sooners tomorrow. Game time kickoff scheduled for 11 o'clock. So you know it'll probably be about 10 after. And our pregame coverage begins at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on KTNC. Carl, it's been an interesting week for Husker fans.
Certainly has. Kind of the beginning of the Mickey Joseph era right now, John. I hope he's got them fired up and they come out and at least play well tomorrow. I'll be up at that game, John.
Dude, I have heard everybody named as a possible next head coach in Nebraska other than you and I. So,
that's surprising, isn't it?
It is. It is, because it's easy to coach and referee from up here.
No, yeah.
They just let us up in the box. I'm sure we could do a fine job. At any rate, we're hoping the sun goes down.
Right, that deep.
Just a few more minutes, and we'll be able to take out the sunglasses and actually see the whole field, well, for the most part, here at Boys Town. But here it is a rough one for the Tigers, 34-0 at halftime, Boys Town in the lead. We'll take another two-minute timeout and be back and give you some more information coming up on KTNC.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do, so by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Boys Town, it is halftime, and it's 34-0. The lead belongs to the Boys Town Cowboys. Next week, Falls City Tigers are, as we said, at home, and it will be homecoming for the Tigers. I can tell you the homecoming finalist candidates include Kyle Dakey and Mateo Wilcox, Kellen McAfee and Carly Romo, as well as Stephen Fields and Reese McNeely. So congratulations all of them on being named as the homecoming finalists for this year. Tom, something else we haven't really talked much about, and well, you and I talked about it out here waiting for this game to kick off tonight. Tiger volleyball, they are doing well.
Tiger volleyball is doing well. I was at the game last night. They had a triangular at Auburn with Auburn and Nebraska City, and Tigers played well. They won in two sets against Auburn, and then they took Nebraska City three sets, but ended up winning that third set. It was an exciting match, and I believe that that brings Falls City's record to 11-2, I want to say, John. Don't quote me on that. But I think 11-2, they're playing really well there. So, yeah, that was an exciting night for Falls City to beat Nebraska City, because Neb City had a couple of 6-foot girls there that tough to hit over, and they were just on their game last night. So it was fun to watch.
They had a little height advantage.
I don't think the Tigers go into many games where they've got a height advantage there in volleyball. They got a scrappy little bunch there, but they're not tall.
That's all right. As long as they're winning some games, that's all that, all that matters. They're doing, as I said, they're having a good season. Tiger football team, as I said, next week is homecoming for the Falls City Tigers.
That always kind of throws a little more excitement in the stadium there with homecoming and king and queen and everything. It's let's hope the boys come out and play some good ball next week.
I know there's a 40th class reunion next weekend, too, at that game. It'll be interesting to see what goes on with that. So,
surely you're not even close to that 40-year mark.
Well,
youngster last year.
Might have been my class. Might very well have been my class. Never can tell.
I'm kidding you. I'm older than you, so I can't give you too much grief there.
Go ahead. I don't care. Somebody has to. My wife can't do it all.
Oh, wow.
Ball City, according to this, 8-2 right now.
They don't have those last two wins, I don't think. Do they? Do they have
I think so,
I thought they played more than that.
They lost Elvin, Murdoch, and Sterling. They're only two losses.
I was giving them a little more credit, but still, I was right on the losses. I gave them a few more W's.
You can see the future.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Allison has them playing pretty well right now, and that was a big win against Neb City there. It really was. So, good. Congratulations to them. Keep it up.
Tom, I don't want to harp on this, but it's a simple fact. Ball City Tigers are an extremely young football team, very inexperienced team. Four seniors. On a C1 football team. That's the third largest class in Nebraska. And just four seniors and not a whole lot of juniors. I think somebody took 13 freshmen on this varsity team.
That's a young bunch, John.
All new coaching staff, almost all, but a lot of different coaches, a lot of philosophy changes. It's going to take some time, but Coach Banner says every week, says, we made some progress this week.
Yeah.
They may not reflect on the scoreboard every time.
Yeah.
But it's just going to take a little while. Fans need to be patient, and us, and we just hope things get better, and then they should over the next few years.
It's hard for a freshman to come in and play a lot there at the varsity level. You just got to be kind of an exceptional athlete as a freshman to get in there and start varsity there. So young kids, they're hitting the weight room where they need to hit the weight room there and kind of get built up and get ready to play, because you're right. Four seniors is just really, really small class for them.
I was with Coach Banger a couple weeks ago. We did a coach's show every week, and he said, "No, I think it was Omaha South, where he was an assistant coach for a number of years." And he said, at that time, and this has been a while back, he said, "We figured for every freshman starter, that's a loss." He said, "But now I realize that's not true." He said, times have changed. He said, freshmen are playing all the time. And it's out of necessity for a lot of guys.
Right.
But he said, no, that's not true. He said, it kind of kind of used to be that way. Is the Boys Town back out here yet?
They are.
Okay, I got the 3-minute warm-up period up there on the clock. We'll take one more 60-second timeout. Be back with the second half kickoff on KTNC.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Corral of Boys Town.
Have you been here before?
I have not, John.
It's quite a place.
It is a nice place. I will say, you know, coaches generally hate to not have the kids in school on days. I'm not making any excuses for team of any sort there, but Fall City had the day off. You know, they didn't have school today, and it just seems to throw teams a little out of whack when they don't have their normal schedule here on a game day. And I'm not saying that's an excuse or a reason, but I know coaches hate it.
Yeah. Kicking it off for the Tigers is going to be Chase Simpson, a freshman. Yeah, it's 8-0 Johnson Broccoli and HTRS after one quarter over on Salem 1.3. Here's the kickoff.
Yeah.
Ball headed for the sideline, and out of bounds it goes over there on the far side. I was teasing both the coaches in that game. They're doing pregame and coaching shows this week. HTRS is fair week. They've been out of school since like 1:30 on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
And it's homecoming Johnson Brock. I couldn't find a really happy coach today or this week to talk to those guys. So it will belong to Boys Town at their own 35 as the kickoff went out of bounds. So the Tigers, what are you
looking from a pen, John?
Hold on.
I don't walked off. It's your pen, actually.
I don't have it.
Where is that thing? Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay, I'm back with you.
All right, here we go. Boys on football, handoff, going straight ahead. It is a strong fullback there. That's going to be Taylor Jenkins.
Wow. He is a fire plug. He got a first down on that, and I think he went through about seven different Fall City tacklers on that before they were able to get him down. Picked up about 11 on that. First down for Boys Town.
They have just passed the line of scrimmage, too.
Wow.
After the 46-yard line. Lining up in the eye this time. 34-0 here. Two receivers wide to the right. Hand off to the fullback on the left side and running room to the outside for Castor. He turns the corner at the 30, the 20. The chase is on, and he is in for six. A touchdown run from a total of 54 yards away.
Wow.
He's quick.
They get to the outside, and that's not him. More than one of them. They get to the outside, and they're just tough to stop.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of speed on this football team for Boys Town. They ran now. Let's see, they had 145 yards at halftime, 156, 210 yards on the ground now for Boys Town, and well over 100 passing.
Wow.
So here comes the try for the two-point conversion, or excuse me, the one-point. The kick is up, and man, he hammered that one over the fence.
Kicked very well, didn't he?
That was Rory Angerman with the kick. It's now 41-0. Boys Town, we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back here at Cowboy Stadium here. Scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston in Fall City. Well, it didn't take long, John, in the second half. Boys Town, the opening kickoff went out of bounds. They took it over at their own 35 and took them two plays to go 65 yards. Carstens took it in the last 54 yards on a run play. Extra point was good. And with 11:21 left here in the third, it's 41-0 Boys Town.
Boy, this is my fifth game this season. And this is the fourth time I'm going to run into a running clock situation.
Yeah. Just didn't see it coming. I just didn't see it coming. After last week, they were Fall City playing pretty well there against Omaha School, and it's just wow.
All right, Raider booted away once again. Antron Izzard. Tigers have Hollins back deep. They're going to come up short of the 30-yard line. Strauss the 40, the 45, and pushed out of bounds right there.
Number 14 there for Boys Town. That's Colby Johnson with the push out of bounds there on Strauss.
Officials playing keep away from himself with the football here. One of them is not going to be picked up. They're going to spot the ball at the 46-yard line. Clock at 11:16 to go here in quarter number three. So the Tigers come out over the football. Quarterback is Blakely Sells, a freshman. Running back stands behind him in the pistol set, trips to the left. Sells rolling left, throws it, and it comes up short as he's taken to the ground.
Guess who back in the backfield again there? Trevor Kellogg, number 62 there, knocking Sells to the ground as he tried to throw the ball. Wow.
That young man has been everywhere.
And he's not that big, is he? But he's fast.
Yeah,
he's fast there. He doesn't look like he weighs much over 180, 190 pounds there. But
not very tall. Wow. Look at his calves.
We have not been able to block him.
He's strong and fast off the ball.
Wow.
Playing out here to left defensive end spot this time. Three receivers left, one to the right. And a roll to the left and hit. Mm-hmm. As he let go again, it's Sells, and he just has no time.
Well, Taylor Jacobs in the backfield on that play, and coming from linebacker position there, and rushing Sells, he has no time to look even down the field there, and didn't get the ball to anybody, even if they are open.
Cowboys' deep defenders are 20 yards beyond the line of scrimmage, or they're starting out now 15. They come up a little bit, but.
Yeah, you think some short pass plays may be open, but he just has no time back there to throw.
All right. Twin receivers, either side of the field. Sells on the pistol on the near side, right hash mark, going left to right. Good pick up there by a blocking back, and the ball comes up short out on the far sideline. That was a long throw under pressure.
Colin Props was in there with pressure again for Boys Town. Going to bring up a punt situation here for Fall City. On their first possession here, the second half, and looks like they're marking it the 46 there.
Wow. Back deep is Antoine Carter for Boys Town. Stand back inside his own 25. Wilcox, I believe, the punter for the Tigers. Pretty good snap. Punt is away. It's kind of a spiraling punt. Hits and rolls inside the 20. Inside the 15, the Tigers will down it. Good field position switch for the Tigers there.
Nice punt by Wilcox there.
So Boys Town takes over first and 10. The ball will be where at? I
can't see. Martin, it's 12.
12, okay.
Clock is running now, John. Going to have a running clock with the lead at 41 here for Boys Town.
Let's see how Boys Town got the same.
No, got a new. Yeah, that is Burke still back there. Two in the backfield. Two of the big boys. Number 7 and 8 out there in the backfield.
Yeah, Alexander Burke.
Hey.
Get it to Jacobs. He pulled a good tackle on the back of coming off a block.
Steven Fields made the tackle. That hadn't happened very often tonight there. No gain there for Boys Town.
Ball be on the near side left hash, and we will quit complaining about the sun now. It's going on finally.
That is a nice relief.
Yeah, it's a nice night to out playing football. Pretty nice. A little warm in here, that sun. I formation again. Quarterback Burke under center. Turns, gives to Jacobs. He cuts to the outside. And, oh, that was a tough tackle there. He got spun around and went down after another short game.
74, Brock Neitzfeld, a freshman, made that tackle there. Kind of had him and twisted. It looked like those are always kind of dangerous tackles there for those running backs' knees and that to grab and twist there. But it was a good tackle by Neitzfeld to knock him down 5 yards short of the first down.
Darian Whitaker at fullback, a sophomore. Behind him, Jacobs, another sophomore. Toss it to Jacobs on the right side. He's got blockers this time. He gets the outside. He turns the corner. Gets shoved out of bounds after picking up the first down all the way out at the 30-yard line.
McAfee out there to knock him down.
The ball out to the 30-yard line now. 41-0 boys. They're not wasting any time. They're over the ball and ready to go. Chains are set. Two receivers to the right. Burke hands off this time. The fullback powering forward, moving his pile. It is going to be Darian Whitaker. He'll be after the 37.5.
Looks like McAfee again coming off the bottom of the pile there with that tackle for Fall City. He drug about three guys that 8-9 yards he gained there, John. That's a big boy.
Yeah,
he's a powerful man.
McAfee, one of the young men the Tigers coach Jack Banger's been bragging on. He's doing a good job. He's doing a leadership role. I set, turn, Jacobs straight in. There's a good play. But, oh, he broke away from everybody. He's on the loose inside the 40. I bet he got hit by either 9 or 10 Tiger defenders.
Strauss finally corrals him back there at the, looks like here at the market at the 37-yard line of Full City. Wow. He's just like a ping-pong ball there.
Wow.
Bouncing back and forth, hitting guys.
26 yards on that play. It looked like he was going to be stopped for nothing. First and 10 of the Tiger, 37. I formation again. Toss it back to Jacobs on the left side. They hit him from behind. He that tackle. He'll be down to the 31-yard line. Gain of six more.
Wow. McAfee and Collins back there on the stop there for the Tigers.
All right, officials holding things up. Jacob's going to come out of the ball game. He might need a little breather.
He's a little tired. He'll need a little water.
He's not just running free. He's running over, through, and around people. Man. All right, the new back now, the fullback, Whitaker, moves to the tailback spot. They give him the ball up the middle. He goes. He runs into the pile. He doesn't find as much room. He'll get about two, maybe three on the play.
Yeah. McAfee again in on the stop there. He's putting a lot of work in there at that linebacker position.
2 yards short, third down and two.
Nose tackle is where McAfee's playing, not linebacker.
You know the best blocker on this field?
Who's that?
Signed right there in line. All right, quarterback under center. High set, turn, give it to Whitaker. He runs right, he cuts left. He's got the first down. He's got more down to the Tiger 20-yard line. A gain of nine more.
Four tacklers for Fall City finally dragged into the ground. Strauss getting up from the bottom of the pile on that.
Well, one thing, the Cowboys were able to run, they ran, what, three, four different backs in there in this ball game.
Right.
And the Tigers, they so many young players, subs, you take somebody out, but you're putting in a freshman, and it's just, size-wise, you're losing that battle.
Yeah, they're just lining it up there, I think, and just going to say, you got to stop us on the run here.
Quarterback keeper this time, and it is Burke straight ahead. Short yards this time, inside the 20 to the 17, a gain of three. They used that play pretty effectively early in the ball game.
Yeah, they did.
The clock down to 3:18 to play in this third quarter. Again, over the football, the fullback this time is Phillip Parsons. Burke with the count. Toss sweep to the right side. The running back gets through there, gets hit, cuts back into the middle. and run away from the defense into the end zone was Darian Whitaker, the sophomore from 16 yards away.
Again, ran through about three tacklers there, didn't he, John?
Yeah, he was able to, once he got pulled away, then he just had a little burst of speed and they couldn't catch up to him. That puts our score at 47-0 with 2:57 to go here in this third quarter. Came to kick it once again will be Rory Hagerman. That was an 11-play drive. Kick is wide to the mark, no good. 47-0, Boys Town or Fall City, back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Potent Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Your scoring wrap recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. Jake or Tasha are in Auburn, and Weston Wood is in Falls City. Boys Town puts together a 10-play, 88-yard drive, with Whitaker taking it in the final 16 yards on a running play. 2:57 left here in the third quarter. The extra point was no good, and Boys Town takes a 47-0 lead against the Tigers.
Well, we'll see how far Inter can kick it this time. The deep men are Hollins, and also back there with him will be Frederick for the Tigers. They've just not been getting the ball that deep. They're back at about their own 15, 16-yard line.
Yeah, that is one of their only about weak points I see in the game so far.
Yeah.
John, is the kickoffs here.
His red ball fell off the tee. He's ready again. Short approach, and he hits a line drive this time. And it finds its way past the Tigers, and
Hollins went to the knee down there, picking it up, and so they're down in the ball there. That'll be marked at the 14, it looks like. That's my guess from what we can see from here.
Unfortunate for the Tigers. He had to go down and get the ball skidded by him to start. Rolled all the way back there. Clock at 2.5. When they snap it, probably the less, it's going to be less than that, actually. Maybe some different numbers in there. Oh, definitely some different numbers in there on defense now, Tom.
Yep.
Yeah. Smart by Boys Town.
Looks like a whole different defensive front there.
Up 47-0. Tigers run it to the outside. Dizzy Hollins makes a nice cut. He'll be out across the 25 to around the 26-yard line. He'll pick up about 6 or 7, maybe 8 yards.
Tyler Seeger, defensive back there, new in the game, has made the stop there for the Boys Town Cowboys.
Spot the ball at the 26, a 12-yard pickup, for Fall City. Minute 48 to go here in quarter number 3. Running clock here. Tigers still negative territory in rushing yards this game.
Boys Town bringing on a player late here.
In the pistol set. Toss it back on the left side. Hollins again. He tried that left side. There just wasn't much there. I think he knocked down right about it. Might have got a yard on the play.
Number 32. Is that what I see? 32. I'm not seeing one of those on the roster here, though, John.
Uh-oh.
I can't tell you exactly who that was. I mean, stop for Boys Town.
Well.
Buddy made a nice tackle out there. 1 yard gain there for the Tigers. Second down and 9.
Coach Nizzy sent me a new roster this week, but that one wasn't there.
Nope.
All right, here we go. Motion man, left to right. That's Strauss. Toss it back to the right side, and the running back turned the corner, put his hand down to keep his balance. Good job there with the Tigers by Hollins. He'll be across the 35 to the 36. He'll be close to 10 yards on
that
one. Bring up third down and less than a yard to get 8 on the play.
Colby Johnson swiped his legs out from under him there. That was a nice pickup there by Hollins.
Likely the last play of this third quarter here with 23 seconds to go. Split 2 men to the right. That's the short side of the field. Holland's running straight ahead over the left side this time. He'll get the first down. He gets Bulldog down right near the chain. Yeah, get 2 yards and a first down to the Tigers. And that's going to end the third quarter. Boys Town Cowboys celebrating homecoming with a 47-0 lead over the Fall City Tigers. We'll return to the crowd after this one-minute timeout on KTNC.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
47-0 Boys Town with the lead. Tiger football here for the quarter. Here's Tom Bartek.
Yeah, first down. We got a little drive going here for the Tigers. First and 10 for them at their own 36-yard line. There's a snap. So rolls right. He's looking to throw. Throws the ball. A little short of Jackson Strauss, the intended receiver. He had a little room there, but just came up a little short with the ball.
It's hard to throw on the run like
it
that.
It is.
A lot of times he's been rolling to the left trying to throw tonight.
It's even harder for a right-hander there, isn't it?
Yeah. Back at Judd Brown after one quarter. State Hart leading Dylan O'Dell 8-0 tonight. 8-0 after one quarter. Guys for the lead over the Griffins.
Second down now and 10 for Falls City. Again, at their own 36-yard line. Three receivers split out here to the left. Got one to the right. So it calls a snap. Rolls a lot. Looking to throw the ball again. Looking to throw. Kind of running out of room. Tucks it and runs. It's up the middle. Gets a nice gain out to the 44-yard line there. Going to bring up third down and about 2 yards to go for the Tigers.
They tried to deck it down and run. You got a nice run up there. Tackle made by Rory Angerman, the senior, who's been doing the kicking duties tonight.
That was a good decision there by Sells. Going to bring up third down and about 2 yards to go for the Tigers. 10:49 and counting down here in this game. Sells under center now. Receiver split left and right. There, and he takes the ball just himself right up the middle, just goes behind some of the big boys there. Boy, it's a nice gain of about 7-8 yards on that play there. So he picks up a first down for the Tigers. They're moving the change.
Just kept churning the leg.
Yeah, he did.
Messiah Green and Trevor Betzworth on the tackle.
Boy, Downtown does have a number of fresh faces in there on the defensive front for him there. But the Tigers got a nice surge on that. First down now just inside the, at the 49-yard line of Boys Town. The Tigers are lined up with three receivers over to the right side and one to the left. Sells in the backfield, pitches the ball out to the right to Holland. He throws one tackler, but then gets shut down for a 1 yard, and at least a 1 yard loss here for Holland. They will get a player down, though, here for Boys Town.
Well, that number 32 led the tackling that time for Boys Town. We don't have a
number 14.
Number on him.
It looks like it's down. Colby Johnson.
Colby's one of their starters on defense.
Yeah.
He was the second man there to hit him that time. He kind of got hit by the running back and by his own man a little bit.
Wow.
With the injury on the field, it's 47-0 Boys Town. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Dan's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Colby Johnson's up off the field, walking his way under his own power off the field, which is a good sign for Boys Town. I don't like to see any injuries there.
No.
So we've got second down now for Falls City. They're going to mark the ball at the 49-yard line of Falls City.
Second and 12.
Second and about 12, yeah. 9:49 on the clock and running here. Back in the backfield is Sells with Holland behind him. We got some Cowboys jumping on that there. And it looks like they're going to mark 5 yards off against Boys Town. A little anxious in the game there, and they want to go make a play. So 5 yards marked off, going to bring up then second down and 7 now for the Tigers at the Boys Town 46-yard line.
They jumped Kellen Mack over the backside. He came across. It wasn't vicious.
There's the snap. So it rolls right. It's on the ground. Boys Town's going to cover that up for a fumble recovery there. Getting off the ground there for the Cowboys is number
66. David Heaton
there. So Cowboys going to take over the ball at their own 49-yard line. Going to bring up first down and 10 for them. And they're stopping. Well, the Tigers are going to call timeout, it looks like, here. So 9:06 left here in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be back. You're listening to KTNC Radio 1230.
Hi, I am Mary Kitch, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The Bruce City College game of the week this week is the Falls City Tigers at Boys Town. Boys Town celebrating homecoming night. They're going to celebrate it in a big way with a win, 47-0 with 9:06 to go in the ballgame. And we've had a running clock since the second play of the third quarter, Tom.
Yeah, we're winding this thing down here. We still got 9:06 left here in the fourth. Falls City just turned the ball over. Boys Town's going to take over at their own 49-yard line. First down and 10. Let's see.
11, Trey DeShield here.
Trey DeShield is the quarterback for the Cowboys. He calls the snap count. There's the snap. Hands the ball off to number 20, it looks like, there for Boys Town. Got a hold of his jersey there. He's still dragging people. There, hit me. Number 20 is Antoine Carter. Gets a nice pickup there of about 11 yards.
That one will never fit again.
That'll be first down for Boys Town. Again, back in the backfield here, that Trey DeShields at quarterback there. And
see a ball.
See a ball now at the tailback position there for Boys Town. Calls the snap. There's the snap. Fakes the handoff. Takes the ball around the left side. The Boys, one tackler there. And going to pick up about 5 yards before he's knocked down.
Tackle of the Tigers by Stephen Field. I don't think that was a fake, Tom. Quarterback looked one way, the running back went another way. And somewhere they got two different plays called between the two of them.
He's still maintaining picking up 5 yards there for the Cowboys. So second and 5 for Boys Town there at the Falls City 35-yard line. The Shields looking back and forth there at the formation there. And we're going to get another timeout, this time for Boys Town. So we are going to leave here for 30 seconds. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, it was a quick timeout, John. Both teams back on the field now. Second down and 5 for Boys Town. 8:05 left in this game. The Shields back at quarterback there with Cynthia Ball behind him. There's a snap. It's a low snap. He corrals it, though. He fakes left, goes right, got some running room. Cuts left, got some running room there. Oh, he drug down. Oh, he's going to make it into the end zone. He was hit about the 10, but he drug a couple Fall City players on into the end zone. A nice run there by Trey DeShield for the score for Boys Town.
That was unfortunate. It's a busted play again. He went over to the snap, was low. He looked over and said, there's nobody to hand it to. I'll try it up here. And he went left and cut back against the grain, and the Tigers just couldn't catch him.
Well, lined up here for the extra point. Do we have a new kicker? We don't have a kicker. Well, not yet. There he comes on the field there. That's the same kicker there. That's Rory Angerman coming on. He probably didn't know if he was going to kick or someone else was going to kick this extra point there, but it's number 25, Rory Angerman, lining up. Snap counts called. There it is. It's a little high snap. He rolls left with the place the holder did, and then he's going to get knocked down really hard there on that left side by
flag on the play.
Killing McAfee. Looks like it's going to be a motion penalty there against Boys Town. And they're going to, Fall City's going to decline that penalty there, and we'll move on to the kickoff here then, John.
Free play, 51-yard drive for the Cowboys. A 35-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Trey DeShield.
We're going to take a 30-second break here, and we'll be back here. You're listening to KTNC Radio here at 1230.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John had just gone over the play here with the scoring play. DeShield took it in from 35 yards out, and a three-play, 51-yard drive. The extra point was no good, and we've got a 53-0 ball game here in Boys Town with 7:52 left in the game.
Izzard's going to kick it away again for the Cowboys.
Izzard's been getting better as the game's gone on with these kickoffs, hasn't he?
He's got plenty of practice.
There's a nice boot, going to go out of bounds, though.
Good
job. Say that. So Fall City's going to take over the ball at their own 35-yard line and bring up first down for them.
You just gatooed him.
I jinxed him there.
Randy Gatula can snap a free throw making a streak like nobody's business. You're on kickoff now.
It looks like Sal's going to stay in the game here as the quarterback. And looks like got a lot of starters still in the game there from Fall City there. But we don't have a lot of backups there, do we, John?
No, we don't.
So Sal's in with Hollins behind him. We've also got Oberding in the backfield there. Two receivers split out left. Sal takes the snap, hands the ball off Hollins around the left side. He's got some running room there. Got a good move he put on there and gets knocked out of bounds, but not until he gets the first down and the pickup of about 12 yards there for Holland. So we'll have first down Fall City at their own 47-yard line.
Tyler Cedar with the stop for Boys Town.
7:07 and running left here in the fourth quarter. Fall City in the huddle. Break the huddle here. Sells lined up at quarterback there with Oberding and Hollins in the backfield. Two receivers split out to the right. Sells calls the snap count. There's the snap. Fakes a hand off to Hollins. Rolls right. Runs into some trouble there and is buried here after a two-yard loss, it looks like, for the Tigers.
Doesn't really seem to matter who they put in there on defense. They are getting in the Tiger backfield. That time it was Elijah Parks Thompson, senior. And he was in there before Sell had a chance to take two steps.
A two-yard loss for the Tigers here. It's back at their own 45-yard line. Second down and 12 yards to go for Fall City. still got Hollins lined up along with Oberding in the backfield. So calls a snap count, and we got one of the Cowboys a little over anxious, jumped off sides there. They're going to march off 5 yards there against the Cowboys, going to bring the ball to midfield. Still going to bring up second down now, but only 7 yards there to go. Second down and seven. There's a snap. Hands the ball off to Hollins again around the left side. Gets wide. Gets some room there. Finally knocked out of bounds there. Picked up a first down, it looks like.
They're going to have Seager again on the stop for Boys Town.
Going to mark it at the 42-yard line of Boys Town. So Fall City putting together a little drive here towards the latter part of this game. We've got 5:33 left and counting here in the game. Fall City comes to the line there. Just single back in the backfield now with Holland. We've got two receivers. Well, we've got one receiver split right, one left. Oberding now comes in motion over to the right side. There's the snap. Tries to hand the ball off to Holland, and it gets away from him. And number 11 for Boys Town, who creates his shield. Runs the ball all the way back, and that's going to be a
55 yards.
Wow.
Ball flew right, running back ran into the ball, and the ball went right to the shield.
Wow. Couldn't have bounced any better than that. Right up into his arms there, and he took the ball all the way. 59-0 now. Boys Town, the extra point try, getting lined up out here. Angerman coming to try the extra point. Wow. Just not many things going right for Fall City tonight, have they?
That would be the one make you just pull your hair out. That one, I mean, just
never had a hold of the ball there. He's trying to gather it behind him. They're going for two, it looks like, there. They just take a knee. And so, extra point is not happening there. They just took a knee there, and 5:04 left in this game, 59-0. We'll take a 30-second break and be back here in Omaha. You're listening to KTNC on 1230 AM.
Community Medical Center in Fall City is hosting an on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September the 20th, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. in the Max Rassman Conference Room. Make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org, and enter CMCFC or call Linda at 402-245-6704. Let's save some lives together. Schedule your appointment today at redcrossblood.org, entering CMCFC, or call Linda at the Community Medical Center in Falls City with its on-campus blood drive on Tuesday, September 20th between 10 and 3.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
This scoring recap is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services of Auburn, Nebraska. See Jake or Tosh in Auburn and Weston in Falls City. Well, we had a fumble recovery. It was kind of a missed handoff there in the backfield for Falls City. The ball bounces right up into the Shield's hands, and he takes it 55 yards for the score for Boys Town. 5:04 left in this game. The extra point was no good, and we've got 59-0 Boys Town. John, just not many things going right.
No, not
for
at all.
The Tigers.
A rough one.
Yeah, been a rough one.
Say hard up at last count of Regalo Dell now from 24-0, and now 3:50 in the first half, 24-6, the Irish with the lead over Dylan O'Dell.
Izzard back to kick the ball again. There's the boot. Nice kick. Strauss going to take the ball. He's on the 21-yard line around the right side. Running room there, knocked out of bounds at, let's see where they mark it here.
And the 45. I thought for just a second he had that sideline was going to go.
Yeah, he had some. Yeah, it looks like they're going to mark it. You're right, John. Good eyes. Right at the 45-yard line. Tiger 45-yard line where they'll take over first down and 10 at their own 45. 4:37 left in this game with the clock running. Tigers break the huddle. Sales back at quarterback. Holland's behind him. We've got Oberding there on the left of Sales. There's the snap. Hands the ball to Hollins around the left side there. He's got a good gain. Rolls over a few and picks up about 11 yards on that, and it'll be enough for a first down for Falls City at the Boys Town 44-yard line.
Trade of Shields in there again, leading a defensive effort for Boys Town.
Falls City, first down and 10, Boys Town 44-yard line. Clock's under 4 minutes here left in this game. Formation is very similar with Sells in the backfield, Ovaldine to the right of him, and Holland's there. Holland gets the ball again, and on the right side this time, makes a cut. Gets a good gain again, finally corralled down at about the 37-yard line of Boys Town. Picks up about 7 yards on that, John.
Jamari Harrison gets the stop. Now Hollins comes out for that off the ground limping.
Oh, don't need no injuries there. He still looks like he's still in the game, though, isn't he? Yeah, going to stay in there. He'll be the lone back in the backfield now with Sells at quarterback. We got a receiver. Oh, now Hollins went on down there. I think his ankle or lower leg bothering him some. We're going to have a little time out here for an injured player. We'll take a 30-second break here and come back to Omaha in 30 seconds. You're listening to KTNC Radio on AM 1230, 107.1 FM.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, the good thing is Holland's coming off under his own power, just a slight little limp there. We may not see him the rest of this game here. They may just sit him. We don't. No, Fall City doesn't need any injuries, especially with a game like this going on.
He's picked up 59 yards on the ground here now.
So we got Strauss jumped on the left side of Fall City's line there, so we're going to have an offside call against the Tigers. Going to march the ball back 5 yards, going to bring up second down now and 8 yards to go. Coming into the backfield, let me see, can you pick that up, 20, is that 20? 8 or 22, John?
I'll have to check in here, Tommy.
20.
Turns 28.
28. Collier there on the carry there. Gets a nice push there around that left side there. Going to pick up that yardage that we lost with the penalty. Going to bring up third down now and 2 yards to go for the Tigers. On the Boys Town 36-yard line. 2:28 left. Clock running. Third down and 2 for Fall City.
So Tigers get one on the board here late in this ball game.
Yeah. Sells back there at quarterback, and Collier behind him. Calls the snap count. There he is. He's looking to throw the ball. Throws the ball up, and a little confusion out there who that was to. They had two receivers crossing.
Gilkerson was the intended receiver, I think.
It didn't look like he was even back looking for the ball yet. So we're going to bring up fourth down now and 2. For the Tigers. Clock continues to run. We're under 2 minutes now. Minute 50 left in this ball game. Fourth down and 2 for the Tigers. I'm sure they'd like to get a first down picked up. Try to get a quarter. They might just go for it. Now,
another
stay back there, isn't he? That's been a pretty good weapon for him here. There haven't been many tonight. There's a snap. Sells rolls right. He's looking, throws the ball. Caught by Strauss. He's going to give me enough for a first down. So the Tigers pick up about 4 on that, and now the ball is marked at the Tigers 32-yard line. A minute 12 and counting here in this game. Well, that was a nice throw and a nice catch there by Strauss. First down, Fall City. Clock is running. Under a minute here now left in this game. Sells calls the snap count. Rolls left there. Got a few blockers trying to get outside. There, Sells got some open room there. He's going to be knocked down, but not until he gets down to the 7-yard line there, Boys Town. Well, make that the 8-yard line. First down and 10 for the Tigers at the Boys Town 8. We got a timeout called by Fall City here. 35 seconds left. We'll take a short 30-second break and be back here. You're listening to KPNC Radio here.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications,
offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back for the final 43 seconds left of this game here. Fall City's got a drive going here. They've got the ball marked. They can move it back to the 9-yard line. Fall City's got first and goal from the 9. Boys Town coming back on the field. Sells in the backfield along with Collier. Split out to the right, one receiver, and to the left is Wilcox, the other one. Sells calls the snap count. There it is. He's looking to throw. Throws the ball up. Oh, and it goes right through the hands of a Boys Town defender. Wow. So that ball falls incomplete in the end zone. It's going to bring up second down and goal, and the Tigers take another timeout.
It's always impressive how the ball finds its way, or the tackle finds its way to the guy that you don't have a name for the number in the program.
Let's see if he scores there for us. 32-0
Johnson Broccoli in HGRS at halftime, and that's the game over on Sunny 101.3. Sig Art leading the Delaware Griffins with 3:52 to go in this first half, first quarter, 24-6. The Irish lead the Griffins at this point. So
I would think at this time, with about 10 after 8, that'd be a halftime, close to halftime.
So that's right. We'll have Fall City next week at home, homecoming with Syracuse on Sunny 101.3 next week.
Tigers are taking the field here again. Again, 31 seconds left in this contest, 59-0 Boys Town. Fall City's trying to punch one in here before the end of this game. There's a snap to Sells. Takes the ball again around the left side there, and they are
not
going to mark him short there. Looks like they marked him out of bounds at the 5. They're hurrying up here. 19:18 clock running. Sells getting everybody lined up. He is under center now. Calls the snap count. Takes it. Quarterback sneak right up the middle and call him in. So as with 4 seconds left here in the game, Fall City gets on the board with Sell taking a 5-yard quarterback sneak up the middle there. The big boys kind of put a surge on, and they scored. So, good for them. Good for them. On the try the extra point is number 65.
I don't have one of those either.
I don't have 65 there. That is 65.
Well, that's 55. Isn't it? Is that Simpson? That's 55.
It's 55. I'm sorry. That is Simpson. Boots it.
Whoa.
And it is no good there. So 4 seconds left in this game. Boys Town up 59-6. We'll take a 30-second break and be back here for the final play of this game here. You're listening to KTNC Radio on 1230 AM.
Fall harvest is fast approaching. Do you have last year's corn or beans to sell? Being locally owned and operated with facilities at Dawson, Salem, and Fall City, Salem Grain Company is working hard to offer competitive prices. No one knows what grain markets will do. So by using Salem Grain's minimum price contract, you can lock in your minimum price while giving yourself an upside on a rally in the market. Call Salem Grain Company at 402-245-5373 or 1-888-564-1838 for all your grain merchandising needs.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, John, we're back for the final 4 seconds here of this game. Ball City will kick the ball off and should put a close on this game. Boys Town's had a very successful homecoming here. They'll enjoy tonight, leading 59-6. Back to kickoff, Simpson there, lined up there. Looks at his formation, everything looks good, and he boots the ball up in the air there. Number 21 is going to take the ball and just go down on it there, and that's going to put an end to this game here with the Boys Town Cowboys having a successful outing there, downing the Fall City Tigers tonight 59-6.
Okay, final 59-6. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back and wrap up the game coming up on KTNC.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact B. Harskin Agency at 402-269-3392 or 402-274-5368.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, back here at the crowd, Boys Town, and it is a final of 59-6, Tom.
This last scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn, Nebraska, Jake Ertosh in Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. Falls City finally gets on the board here with 4 seconds left in the game. A 4-yard run by Stiles caps off an 8-play, 55-yard drive. Extra point was no good, and the final here in Boys Town tonight, Boys Town 59, Fall City 6.
That's our Thursday College Game of the Week for tonight on KTNC. Next week, the Tigers over on Sunny 101.3 as they host the Syracuse Rockets on KTNC. Next week, Fall City Sacred Heart on the road at BDS. The Irish playing right now at home at Jake Brown Stadium and on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock is hosting Humboldt Table Rock Senior. You can hear that game again over on Sunny 101.3. So, again, your final here tonight, 59-6. Don't forget Husker football coming up tomorrow morning on KTNC. 9 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff as the Huskers host the Oklahoma Sooners. For Tom Bartek and our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon. Good night, everybody.